Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, the video's posted up on Infowars.com. FBI now treating Epstein's death as a criminal matter. That's right. If you're receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. FBI now treating Epstein's death as a criminal matter. They have the video of that congressional testimony. And the House of Cards is coming down very, very quickly. But the system's striking back and persecuting people, especially pro-lifers, in unprecedented ways. And David Knight's going to be in studio with me next segment to lay it out. But there is a lot of good news happening. And Prince Andrew's a big part of that House of Cards coming down.
Creepiest portion of the Duke of York, Prince Andrew's recent Wall of Denial TV interview was his strange response when asked if he had any regrets for having known international sex trafficking pimp Jeffrey Epstein.
You said you went to break up the relationship, and yet you stayed at that New York mansion several days. I'm wondering how long...
But I was doing a number of other things while I was there.
But you were staying at the house of a convicted sex offender.
It was a convenient place to stay. I've gone through this in my mind so many times. At the end of the day, with the benefit of all the hindsight that one could have, it was definitely the wrong thing to do. But at the time, I felt it was the honourable and right thing to do. I had to go and see him.
And
I had
stay
to
with him and stay in the house.
I could easily have gone and stayed somewhere else. But the sheer convenience of being able to get a hold of the man was in and out all over the place. So getting him in one place for a period of time to actually have a long enough conversation to say, look, these are the reasons why I'm not going to. And that happened on the walk.
Other than that admission, Prince Andrew had an answer for everything concerning his alleged illegal relationship with Epstein's sex slave, Virginia Roberts, seemingly scripted and well rehearsed in order to curb the Epstein embarrassment plaguing Buckingham Palace.
Prince Andrew says that on the night of March the 10th, he couldn't have been dancing and having sex with a teenager because he was in suburban Woking, taking his daughter Beatrice to a party here at Pizza Express.
I'd taken Beatrice to a Pizza Express in Woking for a party at sort of 4 or 5 in the afternoon. And then, because the Duchess was away, we have a simple rule in the family that when one's away, the other one's there. I was on terminal leave at the time from the Royal Navy, so therefore I was at home.
Why would you remember that so specifically? Why would you remember a Pizza Express birthday and being at home?
Because going to Pizza Express in Woking is an unusual thing for me to do. A very unusual thing for me to do. I've only been to Woking a couple of times, and I remember it weirdly distinctly. But as soon as somebody reminded me of it, I went, oh yes, I remember that.
Isn't it odd how Andrew's story changed? Early on, when everything broke, he never denied at least knowing Roberts, and now...
I have no recollection of ever meeting this lady.
And then there's the sweat claim.
Virginia Jouffray says on their first encounter, she and Prince Andrew danced at Tramp nightclub. She recalls him being a hideous dancer and sweating profusely.
She was very specific about that night. Mm. She described dancing with you and you profusely sweating, and that she went on to have baths, possibly.
There's a slight problem with the sweating, because I have a peculiar medical condition, which is that I don't sweat, or I didn't sweat at the time, and that was... Oh, was she? Yes, I didn't sweat at the time because I had suffered what I would describe as an overdose of adrenaline in the Falklands War when I was shot at, and it was almost impossible for me to sweat.
Regardless, many photos of a sweaty Prince Andrew prove otherwise. Prince Andrew did reveal at least one thing from his interview. It would be that him and his fellow elite scumbags that deny all wrongdoing from high places continue to be virtually impenetrable.
Do you think that photo has been faked?
Nobody can prove whether or not...
InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country. And it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria, it recalcifies the teeth, it does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. And I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
Those who do not want us to speak.
Just let me think.
Even now, orders are being shouted into telephones and men with guns will soon be on their way.
This chance is set.
Damn it.
Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of the truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and selecting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the info war. And ladies and gentlemen, we are live into the second hour, and our co-host David Knight, who hosts the David Knight Show weekday mornings 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., is with me. I was watching his show yesterday, and it was so informative going into what's happened in Texas and what's happened in California and other areas where the judiciary is going after activists that go into these laboratories and these Planned Parenthood facilities that are selling baby parts and promising to sell people live babies. And we've seen the governor of Virginia talk about keeping babies alive to keep them comfortable and then harvesting their organs. We'll be talking about that next segment, because there was a ruling last week by a particular judge, the one that continues to try to overturn Trump, saying that exposing this is the criminal action. And so we're really seeing judicial tyranny, really bipartisanly. A lot of Republican judges have done it as well. The judiciary truly, in many cases, has become a dangerous tyranny. It was our forebears talked about the out-of-control judiciary of King George III, one of the reasons we went to war in 1776, and we were rapidly approaching that point. One can just look at the ongoing kangaroo public hearings. The third round are now public, but still highly controlled, happening where no evidence of any crime is being brought forward. But everybody felt like what the president did was bad. David, great to have you here with us. I wanted to get into just this current history we're in and what you would call this period, because a lot of people I know get frustrated. They get upset with the president and with the Justice Department not taking action against the censorship, against the racketeering, against the organized abuse of nationalists and Christians and others. Really precursors like we saw in the Soviet Union, people being persecuted, mm-hmm. Christian or nationalist, or in the lead up to Hitler and the things that he did. It all started the way it's starting now in Germany in 1933, 34, 35, and in the old Soviet Union in 1917, 18, you know, 20, 21, 22. Took them a few years to get going as well. I mean, we know what this is. It's classical tyranny. What would you call this period?
I would say that it is a weaponization of the legal system. And this is a strategy that Democrats have adopted across the board, not just against President Trump, but against whistleblowers everywhere. Because right after the election, you had Obama and Eric Holder talk about how they were going to have a number of lawsuits that were going to challenge basically redistricting, gerrymandering, which is something that has been there from the very beginning. The party in power in the state gets to draw the jurisdictional lines. But what they've not been able to accomplish and win at the ballot box, Alex, they have decided that they're going to do in the courtroom. And that's really what they're doing with President Trump as well. And so we see them weaponizing the judicial system across the board, with these impeachment proceedings. But the same thing is happening at every different level. If they don't like you politically, they will come after you to destroy you, whether it's Roger Stone or whether it's these whistleblowers who are doing legitimate journalistic investigation, undercover investigation. This is a violation now of not only the First Amendment, but there were many, many violations in this particular trial in California. It came out the same day, later in the same day, as the Roger Stone verdict. This was something that was a trial that was going on for 6 weeks, and they took very little time to decide.
And what came out of the trial was they were advertising to Stanford, we can deliver whole babies with beating hearts.
Yeah.
That means living babies. They declare them dead. And then said that they're not resuscitated, meaning we don't count them as a legal human via the bioethics board, but the babies are being kept alive. Just incredible things, and this judge presided over this macabre to then turn around. We're going to hit that next segment, and this is something I really don't do a good enough job of. Just this morning, we've got a big high-powered D.C. lawyer here, and I can't get into what's going on there, but they filed over 30 lawsuits against this operation.
Mm-hmm.
They did all of these things, and those are ongoing court battles. And I've talked to all these different law firms, and they say in these cases in Austin and in Virginia and in Connecticut, they have, and in San Francisco, this is the same judge that just did this ruling, had one of our cases, and I'm not going to get into what happened, but let me tell you, it was unbelievable. And they just tell you up front what they're going to do to you. And Judge Jackson laughed from the bench at everybody and was cackling like an actual witch and snorting. This was in the news.
Yeah, Rogers Trump.
Yes, cackling and snorting. And so people say, well, we better shut up and give in to him. No, everybody better get politically active and double down. We're not backing down. And I can't get into strategy. I have ways, as long as I don't die or get put in prison, and I even have ways there where they're not going to shut down this operation. Okay. But it takes a lot of money. And so that's another reason I wanted to get David on. When you hear all the things with this case, remember, I can't get into my cases at this point for strategic reasons. But again, never before seen by the law firms I've got. And I've had other ones look at it. And this is beyond railroading. Okay. But again, that's where we are. Our forebears had to die to give us this country. We're going through a lot of hell, and that may happen too. So people better decide which side they're on. But capitulating to this is a fate worse than death, and I'd rather die on my feet than die 1,000 deaths on my knees licking boots in a ditch. But when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you buy the products, when you pray for us, when you do all of those things, it keeps us in the game to the absolute enragement of the globalists. So thank you all for your support. But remember, what you're about to hear from David is also happening to us. It's happening to Project Veritas. This is a war.
Yeah, and we can see it at the upper level with President Trump. when he comes in and he says, well, I'm going to put restrictions on people coming in from countries that Obama has gone to war with, for example. They say, well, that's a Muslim ban, and we're going to stop it. All it takes is one federal judge now, we assume, that just takes one federal judge to blackball any policy from the president. And, of course, when he had those seven countries, Venezuela is not Muslim, and neither is North Korea, but they called it a Muslim ban. That left five Muslim countries, but there's 50 Muslim countries. So he restricted travel from 10% of the Muslim countries. They called it a Muslim ban. They can do anything they want, Alex, because the strategy that they've taken, both with the president and then with any individual journalists or whistleblowers or any other organizations, they use the criminal justice system. And I talked about that yesterday. I said it's kind of like the scene from Breaking Bad where one of the guys is in trouble and the guy says, you need a criminal lawyer. And he says, I got a criminal lawyer. And he goes, no, I mean a criminal lawyer. Well, we've got a criminal justice system because they're not bound by any law. They make up the law. They write the law, whether we're talking about marriage or we're talking about abortion. I mean, this is just one of these issues. Whenever they can't win in the ballot box or they can't win in public opinion, they just mandate this and they rig the system as they see fit. And so that's just one of the many aspects that we're seeing here. And the fact that this is about taking innocent life is just icing on the cake.
Well, that's right. They really crossed the big indelible red line here that it came out in the case, which is incredible. Keeping babies alive, harvesting their organs, and the judge then viciously, civilly convicts the heroes. Wow. Well, that judge will face God. He'll face the real judge.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
We are back live broadcasting worldwide, and the social engineers want to train us not to appreciate human life. They want to train us not to defend each other. They want to train us to not take care of our young. And any species that's taught to hate itself and taught to not stick together and taught to target its young and to kill its young is a species that will not be around very long. Look at some of these headlines. Stem Cell Express CEO admits selling baby-beating hearts intact baby heads in the pretrial hearing. This was a few months ago in San Francisco. Here's another one. Selling baby scalps. The ghastly practices of Planned Parenthood. This has got quotes out of the court. Body part buyers were scalping the babies. Planned Parenthood trial reveals. And then, of course, your big report on Infowars.com. Planned Parenthood judge punishes baby parts whistleblower and the folks that exposed it. So let's get into this and this ruling and what she's done to these heroes.
Yeah, you know, Alex, what you were just talking about there, if we allow this to happen to the most innocent among us, I mean, we look at what's going on with China. It's we've had testimony after testimony from whistleblowers in China who have escaped some of these facilities or witnessed this. They're doing live organ harvesting from adults. And if we don't support innocent life, this is going to be done to all of us. It's not just the babies. Those, you know, we're not superior to them in any way, shape, or form. And what happened on Friday, Alex, was, again, it was a trial that lasted for about 6 weeks. The jury took absolutely no time to arrive at a verdict, just like they didn't with Roger Stone, because the verdict was already booked in, cooked into what the judge had done there. They put a $2.3 million fine against the people who had blown the whistle about this, what I would call murder for hire and trafficking in baby parts, against the people, Center for Medical Progress, David Leiden, and those who did the reporting. They did this under the RICO statute. That's the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organization statute. That, by the way, has been used against other pro-life people in the past. Very famously in the 1990s, you had a pastor, perhaps you're familiar with him, Randy Alcorn. He's written a lot of books. He, over a period of 9 months, over a period of 12 months, rather, he appeared nine times at an abortion clinic. They blocked the doors in peaceful civil disobedience to talk to people who were having abortions. They charged him with racketeering, influence corrupt organizations. They got an $8.2 million judgment against him. And even though he was a very successful author, he decided that he wasn't going to pay them a dime. And so he lived off of what the court would allow him, a minimal amount of money. He did it for 20 years until the judgment expired. Even though he had big, big hits, I mean, he's written books, fiction books, novels. He did one about the underground Christian church in China, Safely Home. He wrote a book about heaven, which was very big a few years ago. And so he made a lot of money, but he didn't give a single dime to Planned Parenthood, because Planned Parenthood is a racketeering organization, and you can see it from these undercover videos. What's really amazing about this, Alex, is the irregularities in this trial. This judge was a bundler for Obama, and he was given a judgeship there. He was also, however, very specific to this case, a conflict of interest. He was a founder of an abortion clinic in Northern California. And so, of course, that's a major conflict of interest. The defense attorneys tried to get him removed. He didn't have the integrity to remove himself. And the judicial system did not have the integrity to remove him either. They covered up for him, and they let him preside over this case. And he also then, Alex, told the jurors that the investigators were guilty because they had trespassed. He said, there's no question that they trespassed. They're guilty. Your only
so if you trespass to save a woman tied up who's about to have her organs harvested, he would say, it's okay, they killed the woman, they trespassed. No, that's not how whistleblowing works. It's not, you know, let's say you broke your neighbor's house because the guy was killing his wife. You wouldn't be trespassed. That's in law that if there's extenuating circumstances,
right,
they were showing what is admitted to be illegal. That's why the Democrat Party-run states like California, Virginia, New York, and other areas are passing laws to keep babies alive and kill them. If the bioethics board says the mother didn't want it, they call that not resuscitating. The heart's still beating. The baby's alive. They're just passing the baby into another world, saying we choose to say it's not a human.
Yeah.
That's bioethics.
That's right. And when we talk about trespassing, I mean, this was not a protest that these people were doing. They had an appointment. They were invited in to talk to these people about business, you know, the business of baby body parts. And so, but this judge blocked the jury from seeing these videos.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
They made appointments. They were invited in about the prospect of buying baby parts,
that's
which
right,
they ended up could have doing. So it wasn't even a fraud, but they invited them in. Still, the judge, so it wasn't even trespassing. Fraud on top of fraud.
Yeah. It wasn't a trespass.
To protect a
it
bunch
was a
of people trying to sell baby parts.
And I think that, you know, clearly we understand because we've watched these videos. We know that if the jury had seen this, they would have seen these people saying, hey, I want a Lamborghini. You know, I want to, yeah, let's do this. I can get exactly what you need. You didn't do the full head? We can do the full head.
Want a beating heart?
Yeah, exactly. You want a beating heart. And that was one of the key things as well. You know, he was saying, well, they didn't have any reason to investigate this. In 2000, you had Congress investigating that. Yeah, actually, you had 2020. ABC did an expose about a Planned Parenthood clinic that was in Kansas, and that clinic was selling baby parts. And then in 2012, there was also the Stem Express was saying that they were using fetal hearts, and they were using fetal hearts that needed to be taken from babies that were still alive. And so because of all of these different things, they had a reason to do an investigative report. And so this wasn't under false pretenses. They weren't inventing a crime. I mean,
that's right.
Seen
the judge is saying there's no reason to investigate and you're not a journalist. In fact, they're in court cases against me, they're trying to argue in court, oh, he doesn't have protections under the law of a journalist. We say Jones isn't. Well, once they do that, they can strip everyone of that as well.
That's right. That's right.
What they're doing is they're stripping America's rights that people fought and died for, including, say, imagine 30 years ago if you heard people would be getting multi-million-dollar judgments against them for calling up and saying, I want to buy live babies. Oh, come on down. We've got them for you. And then you're the bad guy. That's America today in the blue cities, which have become abodes of evil. The Bible talks about wicked places, wicked areas where the evil congregate. They take over the cities.
Mm-hmm.
And then they do whatever they want. Imagine the crime going on in San Francisco. If we know about this, 24,000 reports of human feces, and they think that about 1 out of 100 gets reported, tens of thousands of needles, tens of thousands of assaults. Why are these places, when we come back, David, sinking into hell, on fire, collapsing? Why everywhere that evil abodes do you see this?
Oh, yeah. Well, this is San Francisco, of course, and the Planned Parenthood Council actually lied in court and said that they knew about this stuff and they didn't file a police report. They actually did, but of course it's San Francisco and the police don't care.
You know, that has a new meaning on Mark Twain. The coldest winter I ever spent was the summer in San Francisco. It's really cold-blooded. Yeah. It's cold-hearted, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, investigative journalist and host of the David Knight Show. David Knight's in studio with us. Find a show 8 a.m. weekdays. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern ball reveres. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace
in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of silent rain?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, big Bilderberg Group company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death penalties and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way.
Why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We gotta stop them!
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
Soylent Green is people!
You've gotta warn them.
And tell them be breeding us like cattle for food. You gotta tell them.
We're being taught to have a collapsed civilization. We're going to go back to the latest on the baby part farms all over America and how different judicial tyrants are trying to persecute people, hoping everybody else gets scared and runs the other direction. Well, folks aren't mad at Trump because they've been persecuted for supporting him. Folks are mad because Trump hasn't taken action yet against this tyranny, but it's not too late for that to happen, and things take time, so I still have faith that we need to put pressure on them. Just want to tell the listeners that DNA Force Plus is not made out of people. It's made out of CoQ10 and PQQ, and I was looking to really re-push this flagship product and went back and researched what's in it again and why it's so important. There are certified mainline studies on CoQ10 that it's known to be able to regrow or re-liven, reactivate heart tissue that dies in heart attacks. It's still there, but doesn't work anymore. It makes it work again. Look that up. Hell, let me just show you some of the studies instead of just saying that. I mean, I've gone over this. You need to look at this for yourself. And then it's got all these other great ingredients in it. Organic reishi, astragalus, membranous root extract, ELEV, ATP, and so much more. And it's of the organically derived type. Now, I want to explain what that means. A lot of PQQ and CoQ10 is synthetic. Doesn't work the same. None of the places it's extracted is really organic. They have modified bacteria produce it. It's very expensive to get. Tens of thousands of dollars a kilo just for the PQQ. Okay? And the PQQ has been proven. You can say that it makes telomeres last longer. It regrows the insides of cells, the mitochondria, including in brain tissue. You really need to go research it. Infowarsstore.com. Go read the thousands of five-star reviews. This is the highest quality you're going to find anywhere. Everybody owes it to themselves and their families to get it. Similar formulas are sold in medical facilities, not by prescription, but by the doctors, with 5 to 7 times markup for $300-$400. This is a great deal at $130, but it's a really good deal at $74 right now. It is 50% off and free shipping. DNA Force Plus. InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we have other products, you know, that are a lot lower priced, that are high quality, because it doesn't have the huge cost of PQQ and CoQ10, the other things. This is a very good dose of it, synergistically. And if everybody gets it, everybody needs to take it, at least one pill a day. This is as close to the fountain of youth as you're going to get. And then it funds the InfoWar total 360 win. And then separately, this new toothpaste is not designed to compete with Super Blue for adults and children. It has colloidal silver, and it has iodine in it, and it's fluoride-free, and it doesn't have any fillers in it. This is nano silver, silver saw, patented whitening toothpaste that also has above C coral calcium that remineralizes the teeth. And I got to tell you, I have been brushing with this, and it's amazing. It's apples and oranges with the Super Blue. Super Blue, on average, when we have it on sale, is about half the cost of this, because it costs a lot less to make Super Blue. That said, though, this has a lot of patented ingredients in it, and you're not going to find a better toothpaste out there. It's on sale right now. It's normally $19.95. It's $14.95 right now. A lot of folks are getting it. I want to know what your reviews of are. I am very, very proud of it, and it simply is the best toothpaste I've ever used. It cleans your teeth while it strengthens them. It knocks out the viruses, the bacteria that cause gingivitis, and does so much more. You know about all the infections in teeth that get into your heart, ventricles, and the rest of it. That is a big deal. So get your Super Silver today. Help clean up the planet from the globalist scourge while you clean your teeth and gums. Super Silver at InfoWarsStore.com. We still have free shipping right now and double Patriot points as well. Okay, David, for this segment and the next, we played that intro from 6 years ago.
Yeah,
that Darren McGreen put together from you and I talking on the show about the UK saying, we're heating the hospitals with baby bodies. And that's done to dehumanize. That's done to not have sanctity of life, so we don't stand up for each other. It's very, very simple.
Yeah. And you want to look at what happened with the governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam, when he said, well, we just set the baby over on the side and we keep it comfortable. You know, America was outraged about that, Alex, because they didn't understand what was going on. They didn't know that
explain
this was
to them, David.
Well, going back, I've talked to fellow McAleer several times, and of course, he put together with another author, they put together the book about Kermit Gosnell, who went to prison because he killed a couple of babies. One of them he bragged about, he was so big he could have walked to the bus station and so forth. And a lady died under his care. That triggered a law here in Texas where they said, well, you got to be able to get emergency gurneys through the hallways to the patients in case something goes wrong. Again, you know, there was a long tortured process through the legal system, shut that down. But going back to what happened to the baby, during the trial, and of course, I had Phil Amon to talk about the book and then to talk about the movie that came out. He said the key thing that happened in the trial that really surprised everybody, you had to be supportive of abortion to be able to be a juror. They were not going to make it about abortion. But when they had people who were just fine with abortion, as they had an abortionist talking about the difference between what Gosnell did and what they did, she described what comfort care was. And it was what Ralph Northam is talking about. And this is something that has been happening in several states. The idea that if the baby survives their attempts to kill it, they can take this baby and set it over to the side and let it die a natural death. And they call that comfort care.
And they're using that to expand it now and keep them alive while the orders come in for the organs. Because if they butcher them on the spot, little 7 pounds of meat, as they want us to think of them, dehumanized, then the prices might not be fully there because they don't last more than a few hours on ice, seen as fresh, as the Chi-Coms advertise their people's organs as well. But if they can keep them alive a few days, then they can get $300,000, $400,000 for the organs, not $50,000.
And that was a thing that absolutely blew these jurors away. They had no idea that was happening, just like the American people had no idea that was happening until Ralph.
Stay there. That's important. Let's talk about where juries really got to hear what happened. Even though they were all pro-abortion, they changed their mind.
Yeah.
Versus this latest ruling going after whistleblowers and valiant heroes. David Knight's our guest. This is critical info. Please get this out to everyone you know. The babies deserve it. They're hoping for us to stand up to them.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Remember how far we've come together exposing evil and corruption. And so when things seem bleak, 10 years ago, most people thought the Federal Reserve was federal. People didn't know about globalism or the New World Order. They didn't know they were keeping babies alive and selling their body parts. People didn't know about the pedophile rings. They thought that was crazy. 25 years ago, I thought Ted Gunderson was nuts. Everything he said, it turned out, was true in triplicate. Man, I wish I could interview him again now. I mean, I knew he was for real years later. I just, it was just amazing. And he was just such a patriot. Gave up everything he had to fight these Satanists and so much more. And now they're externalizing the method. They're mainlining it. Let's play that clip of the governor when he's not in blackface or dressed up in the KKK outfits, talking about how they keep the baby comfortable. They make the decision. The mother doesn't want it, doesn't want to resuscitate. Then they keep it comfortable. People go, you don't resuscitate, you just keep it comfortable. Well, resuscitate would mean start the lungs, start the heart, perform a defibrillation, perform mouth-to-mouth, you hit the chest, trigger the electrochemical ganglii in the top of the heart to get the heart beating again. So why do you then, she makes the decision not to resuscitate, so we keep baby comfortable. And used to, they'd go, it's not a baby. But now because of all of the high-powered electro systems and all of the ultrasound 3D imaging, they go, yeah, it's a baby, so what? You're right. Mm-hmm. So more and more, they have all these TV shows and movies where they brag, yeah, we're going to kill those little suckers. We love bullying them. All these women they have as comics on Comedy Central that get literally, you know, half a star rating because it's not funny, brag about, I hate those little babies. I like killing them. They fight. And they actually, babies fight when the scalpel's cutting them up or they're dumping acid on them. They struggle. They fight. And these people just revel in the open Satanism, just like the man dressed as a demon clown ripping the baby out of his stomach. And then they tell us, call him a woman or we'll arrest you in multiple jurisdictions. This is the insanity. They're projecting their mental illness, their Satanism being poured out on us. We make the decision. She don't want baby. So it baby don't resuscitate. We keep it comfortable. Now, that's a bioethics board. Notice he says, oh, we don't want to get the government involved. I'm a libertarian now. Because the government would say that was premeditated murder once it leaves the womb under Roe v. Wade. But see, they're expanding with mission creep now. Oh, case for killing granny. Oh, hire 10 teachers. Well, damn, kill grandma. I'm going to get some money. They're selling everyone on this new death economy that is about collapsing, about scavenging, about being carnivores of our own species, about being cannibals. Instead of expanding an economy based on justice and freedom and scales of economy, it's a economy of looting, of conquest, where we now keep baby comfortable. Here it is.
Hey, bro, I can tell you. So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. Mm-hmm. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So,
and he goes on to say, we don't want the state involved. He means the law of we the people. And he goes on to say, a physician with another one, there need to usually be another physician. So, see, now we've gone from kill them when before they're out of the womb, now kill them when they're out of the womb, and don't get the state involved, just me and another doctor to die. That's the bioethics board is now down to two executioners.
And when the Gosnell jury heard that, that was going on.
Recap that jury for people. Tell me
that
again.
Again, you know, that was the situation where he had a couple of kids that were killed by Kermit Gosnell. I mean, he had jars filled with baby parts. So you should see the movie because that's a central part of the movie. The movie was done as a courtroom drama. They didn't revel in, gruesome videos or anything. But the thing that was key about that was the fact that people didn't understand that was happening. And people didn't understand that was happening when Ralph Northam said that. They're so out of touch with the American people. Think about what they just did to Tulsi Gabbard. She said, I believe that abortion ought to be safe, legal, and rare. That was the position of the Democrat Party a few years ago. But in 2012, they took out the word rare. They don't want it to be rare anymore. They want it to be safe, legal, and paid by taxpayers.
And ubiquitous.
And she was savaged by the Democrats for even saying that ought to be rare. I don't think
for not lovingly approving and going, woo, I love it. That's the thing we're feminists. I killed my baby. That's right. You bet it's a baby. And I killed that little son of a bitch, especially boy babies, because we don't need more men. That's major feminist publications are kill your male baby. And if he's born, then take him in for a sex change and chop that penis off, because we're liberal. We're not psychotics or anything.
Yeah.
We just want to chop those male genitals off.
And as out of touch as extreme as they are and out of touch with the American people. And quite frankly, if the American people embrace this, we don't stand a chance as a country anyway. But as far out of touch, and they still are out of touch with the mainstream America. How do they get this done, Alex? It's through the judiciary. How do we fight this judicial tyranny? This is something that we can look at it and we can say, look, Andrew Jackson told the Supreme Court, you made your decision. Let's see you enforce it. He understood there was a division of power. We need to have a president who understands
who stands up to it. Instead, if there's a hearing going on, and then he says, you know, I have a right to free speech. They go, oh, you're threatening me. And they go, that's another charge. And Fox News, Chris Wallace and Brett Baer go, oh, he just got another charge against him. That president opened his mouth and said he was innocent. How, you've ever heard of such a crime, Knight?
Yeah, exactly.
Keep your mouth shut, president. The courts rule you.
Yeah, and this is also something, Alex, that could be done by governors, for example, right? We've had, in the past, we've had Texas governors.
Oh, I want to see our governor, who I think is a good guy overall, do more.
Yeah.
I mean,
we had Rick Perry send the Texas Rangers down to the border to help protect the border. I mean, why isn't Governor Abbott doing that? But let's talk about you and I. What can people do?
That's right. That's right. I'm done waiting for Trump.
Right.
We got Trump in, okay?
Right.
And if he can't haul our bacon, hey, that's fine. He's better than Hillary. What are we going to do? Let's start getting in that mindset. These babies are counting on us. What are we going to do? Because here's the good news. Major polls that even try to skew them. Upwards of 70%. Of Generation Z is now anti-abortion. So the millennials, on average, a lot of great ones, are demons. But something's happening with Z and others. And so despite all the imprisonment and all the persecution, we're winning the fight to save these babies intellectually. That's why they're pushing, trying to move the Overton window into open human sacrifice and saying, no, 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 we're going to kill them after they're born because they know we're pushing the window back to sanity.
That's right. When you look at, if you're involved in as a juror in one of these situations where they're coming after the First Amendment, they're coming after journalism and saying, you're not a legitimate journalist. We don't recognize you as a journalist, so we're going to take away your First Amendment rights or whatever. They're using it to persecute people politically, to create a process crime, or they're perverting justice like they did in the San Francisco case. What do? You need to understand the purpose of juries because the judge is going to lie to you just like this judge lied to this jury.
We need jury nullification. Despite the fact they tried to rig the Kermit Gazelle operation, that didn't work because they were able to hear about the grisliness. But in the case of San Francisco, 100% a inversion of justice.
That's right. A judge will tell you, if you go in there as a jury, he'll tell you, you're not to judge the law. You're not to judge how severely these people are going
to
be punished.
You are to do what I say. No, you exactly. Judge the facts and the law. It's in the Constitution. If you think somebody violated the law, but the law was wrong, they were in the right. Let's say Mockingbird's a great example, or other fictional cases, but they're real cases.
Alcohol prohibition all the time. Yeah, or you can take the very seminal
case.
Yeah,
the family's going to lose their farm, and then they're making moonshine. And they're selling that, and you don't want to send them to prison for 20 years apiece busting rocks because you bought some of that moonshine from another moonshiner. You think it's hypocritical when you take the moonshine? Well, you nullify that, and you send them home back to their farm.
The very first case was the case of William Penn, and it was clearly against the law. They were not allowed to have a church meeting if it wasn't the Church of England, and so they arrested William Penn, the Quakers. And
stay with us a little bit, and then we're going to get our next guest on at about 15 after. I'm sure he'll be fine with that. I should have been telling people it's a pretty hot guest right now. He's a pretty well-spoken individual, Nick Fuentes. I don't agree with some of the things he said. Some of his humor I disagree with, but I agree with First Amendment. And so he's going to be on with us as well. And I want to get your take on that case before we get to him. So we'll come right back, David, and have you finish up on William Penn and just this whole situation. But it's judicial tyranny. A lot of folks say, well, Alex, you better back off if they're suing you in key jurisdictions and have it rigged. Listen, I'm winning the information war thanks to you. And at the end of the day, I'll still have my voice. And we'll still be here on air if you financially support us. And I'm not going to lay all this out right now, but you've seen what we've done in the past. You've seen what we've pulled off against the globalists. We are going to get even stronger. And you're going to just wake up one day and there's going to be whole new things that you never even knew about that we were behind. I won't own them. I won't control them. But the globalists had better fear them. I need money now. Fill the war chest, your war chest, at InfoWarsStore.com. Get great products you need and fund the Second American Revolution's final leg. I need victory. So do you.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.